100 days. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says a major conflict with North Korea is possible, although he would prefer a diplomatic outcome.
He said there is a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. The president's remarks came in an interview with Reuters. Reaction, meanwhile, in South Korea.
These are certainly the most blunt words that we've heard from U.S. President Donald Trump, warning of the possibility of a major, major conflict, as he puts it. He does go on to say, of course, that he hopes to resolve the situation through diplomacy. But you've also had Chinese officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs now warning that the whole situation could spiral out of control. The Chinese, along with the Russians, have been calling for more open dialogue with North Korea, and that was something that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has also left the door open for.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. So far this morning, we're hearing no word of any possible Metro employee sick out, but the union representing thousands of Metro workers says they are under attack by the general manager. They claim Metro's changed their contracts without bargaining with the union.
Transit union members voiced their anger at Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld at a Metro board meeting yesterday. Jane Sia Campbell tells board members,
"You hired this man to run our system and move it forward. It is my sincere hope that you did not bring him here to attack Metro's workforce."
She accused Wiedefeld of trying to divide the union, but Wiedefeld says,
"I'm a son of a firefighter. My relatives are all in unions. It has nothing to do with unions."
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a bill that would prohibit state officials from handing over information about concealed handgun permits to certain other states.
The bill vetoed by Governor McAuliffe would bar the state from sharing information about concealed handgun permits with law enforcement agencies in states that don't recognize a Virginia concealed handgun permit as being valid. McAuliffe said in his veto message that the bill would hamper law enforcement investigations and put officers at risk. Virginia State Police also opposed the bill. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Arkansas executed another death row inmate last night, but it didn't go well. A reporter who witnessed Kenneth Williams' execution says about 3 minutes in, his body jerked several times and he lurched violently against the leather chest restraint. One of Williams' attorneys called the execution horrifying. Medical marijuana will finally become available for eligible Marylanders sometime this summer. Sign-ups are now underway online, and so far over 4,600 patients have signed up, as well as over 150 caregivers and about 260 doctors. Shannon Moore is with Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission.
There's no medical marijuana available in Maryland yet at this time. So once a patient is registered, they need to go to a doctor who will then certify them. Then once medicine becomes available this summer, they'll be able to go into any dispensary in Maryland to buy it.
There are 15 marijuana growers and over 100 dispensaries in Maryland. If you're still waiting for your D.C. income tax refund, you may have to take a quiz to get it. ABC 7 reports that residents are getting letters directing them to call the Office of Tax and Revenue and set up a time to take a quiz to establish their identity. And you have just 30 days to take that test if you want your refund. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,981, the NASDAQ at 6049. Sports, the Redskins take defensive end Jonathan Allen of Alabama in the NFL draft. Hockey, the Caps drop game one of their series to the Penguins. Baseball, the Nationals win another blowout win over the Rockies. The O's were idle. NBA, the Wizards can advance to the second round with a win tonight in Game 6 in Atlanta. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's true. You can't have May flowers.
Rain and thunderstorm chances on the increase here through the day.
Without
today.
The April showers.
Scattered storms will develop later on tonight.
Avoid the surprises. Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
We all know what a mulligan is. A do-over in golf. In real life, we just don't get do-overs. We all know of someone who died suddenly of a heart attack. It's awful. Larry O'Connor here, and it's time to be proactive and take your health seriously. If they had gotten a heart scan from Virtual Physical, they wouldn't need that do-over. With a virtual heart scan, plaque buildup and aneurysms are detected long before there are any outward symptoms like a heart attack. Virtual physical also offers full body scans, which can spot early signs of cancer, and colonoscopies showing the clearest possible images so the doctor can see potential trouble spots. The scans are quick, easy, affordable, and require no sedation. Virtual physical is even open on Saturdays. To get you motivated, the heart scan price has been lowered to $199 or $250 off a total body scan. Just mention me or WMAL. My family has peace of mind because I had my scans. Remember, in life, there are no do-overs. Call 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 at a standstill right now coming out of Germantown and heading north of Father Hurley Boulevard into Clarksburg. Think about your options here. You might want to bail out at 118 and use 355 to parallel 270 northbound side. Looks like multiple police cars have stopped one car north on 270, again, north of Father Hurley Boulevard. For now, you cannot get past southbound. You can see all this activity and thinking, what's going on? So you're slowing down through that stretch past 121. All right, let's get you around the Beltway where we're trying to make the recovery. Outer loop crash between New Hampshire and University Boulevard cleared. Also, you might want to rethink this coming out of Wheaton if you need to get down to the Beltway, or if you're heading into downtown Silver Spring. Had the crash, Georgia Avenue inside the Beltway at Seminary Place. That has been cleared. It looked like there had been a bus blocking all those southbound lanes, some sort of commuter bus, but they've moved that along. They've just released traffic. So it will be a while to release this Georgia Avenue tie-up. And getting slightly better, Virginia and Triangle, the crash finally cleared in the southbound direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to see mixed clouds and sunshine and an isolated shower, thunder shower east of us, 84 degrees. Tomorrow up to 93. That would break the record of 91 degrees. Then as we head on through the daytime hours on Sunday, clouds and sunshine, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Dumfries, 64 in Hyatt. 67 degrees in Washington. She's no Hillary Clinton. Michelle Obama says she will never run for office. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk to Cindy Boren, who is a Washington Post sports reporter. Gosh, we got all kinds of stuff. We got the Caps, we got the Wizards, we got the Nats on fire, we got the NFL draft. So much to talk about. She'll join us here in just a few moments. And then at 8:35, Representative Phil Rowe, who's from the House Committee on Veteran Affairs, he's the chairman of that committee, on movement made yesterday by the president to fix the problems at the VA. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning. Believe me, I agree. You'll never get bored with winning. We never get bored.
I wouldn't mind being bored. Joining us right now is David Bossie. He's the president of Citizens United. He was also President Trump's 2016 deputy campaign manager. David Bossie, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
So are we winning?
Oh, we
Where's
are.
Where's the winning?
We are winning. And I think that if you just take a step back and look at where we were 99 days ago, the world looks at the United States completely differently today than it did when Barack Obama was president. The American people have a confidence, have the idea that American exceptionalism is still alive and well, is back. And that I think just from the standpoint of bringing America back into a leadership role around the world and here at home is a tremendous victory for this president in his first 100 days.
All right. So what would you say is the biggest accomplishment?
Well, clearly, that's a very simple answer, Brian. There's been so much going on that people lose sight of the things that have been accomplished. And so my biggest easy answer to the biggest accomplishment is Neil Gorsuch.
Right.
Neil, the now Justice Gorsuch, is the first time in over 100 years that a president has had a Supreme Court justice confirmed in the first 100 days of their administration. And I think that that is a massive victory for the president of the United States. It shows how smart his team was, how smart he was for the pick, and how Senate Majority Leader walked this through the Senate in an incredibly smart and efficient way.
You know, a lot of people are going to say, well, no legislative accomplishments. And I think those are coming, and I think those are difficult in this political environment we have right now. But for me, one of the things that just jumps out is the dramatic turnaround on our border right now.
Yes.
I mean, even without building the wall, I mean, we have reduced the number of people coming across the border simply by telling the Border Patrol, do your job. We're not going to shackle you. We're not going to handcuff you. And by letting it be known that we're going to enforce the laws that are on the books.
Brian, that's called leadership. And that's right. And I got to tell you, I think you're 100% right. The border crossings are down nearly 70%. 70% since he took office. That is, in and of itself, a verbal wall, right? I mean, that is a tremendous, just by the president's words and deeds, he has cut it by over two-thirds by illegal border crossings. We want the wall. We need the wall. We need it for many, many reasons, including our national security. And so it will come. But just looking at what fundamental leadership will do from the White House, as opposed to Barack Obama, you know, it's a tremendous victory in his first 100 days to be able to show the American people what a little leadership can do.
I've read a couple of accounts that saying that the president is really frustrated with how to get things through Congress, because he figures I've got Republicans, it's all House, Senate, everything, and he still can't get some of these legislative actions passed. How is he dealing with that frustration? Does he change tactics? How does he do it?
Well, he has to count on the leadership. When you are doing your job, you fully expect that everyone else will do their jobs. And the president is someone who I've known for many years, and he expects. No. He demands that people own their jobs and their responsibilities. And so right now, with health care, he has taken the last month, the president of the United States, behind closed doors, in meetings with individual members of Congress, with groups of congressmen, with the Freedom Caucus, with the Tuesday group, with the Republican leadership in the House. He has taken it on himself to try and build consensus on repealing and replacing Obamacare, because the House leadership failed him 30 days ago. And I put it squarely on the House leadership. There's no question about who owns the failure a month ago, and that is the House leadership. And it is their responsibility today to get the membership in line and get a vote lined up and accomplished to give the president a victory on repeal and replace, one of his signature promises. And he's delivered. He has delivered. Now it's time for the Republican leaders in the House to step up and do its job.
You talk about some of the unprecedented things that have occurred in this administration. I want to get you to comment on another unprecedented thing, and that is that I cannot recall a president who had to push boulders uphill the way this one has. For example, I mean, it seems that he got absolutely no honeymoon period, which most people, most presidents get. In fact, the first 100 days is supposed to sort of be the honeymoon period. He never got one day one. And then on top of that, he has a news media, which when you look at and analyze all of the stories that have been written about him, there have been studies that show that 89% of the stories that are written about this president are harshly critical. And yes, against those kinds of headwinds, it's very difficult to make big accomplishments.
You know, Brian, you're 100% right, and I'll observe this. The president has had, since his election day, what I call the permanent campaign against him. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, the Chuck Schumer, the leaders in the House and Senate, the radical left, leadership of the DNC, continuing minute to minute, day by day, attacking this president, attacking his policies, attacking him personally, and giving him no quarter, not allowing him to have a legislative honeymoon period to get that 100 days through. And it is the permanent class that is against, that is really driving, unfortunately, a wedge in between people in America. It is what's leading to this violence that's going on around the country, you know, at UC Berkeley and other places, where these people, these anarchists, you know, who used to be called the Occupy Wall Street crowd, if we remember those a few years ago, this is the same group of people, the same organizations, the same bad guys, and they hate everything about President Trump, and they're not going to allow him to work and do anything for the American people. And so we have to work against that every day. It's an incredible problem that the president does understand, and we're trying to figure out ways to relieve the pressure of those things.
Well, do me a favor and just start to take control of the message. If you took control of the message in the media, I think a lot of us would be very, very happy. And there's a lot of ways that the Republicans can do that. We've got to run here. David Bossie, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
David Bossie, president of Citizens United and President Donald Trump's 2016 deputy campaign manager. It is now 8:15, and it is time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, a little bit tricky on 270. It looks like traffic is starting to filter by now, this police activity northbound, leaving Germantown and heading up toward Clarksburg. The incident north on 270 is after the exit for Father Hurley Boulevard. Number of police cars, look like they stopped one car, and they're trying to get over to the shoulder to let you get through. So a little bit extra patience for sure needed to get through there. Over to 355, already picking up some of that bailout traffic, obviously. On 270 southbound in Urbana and Hyattstown, slow again into Germantown, Rockville. That's our southbound. Pretty normal delays there. This is not normal coming out of Wheaton, so rethink this Georgia Avenue trip. Southbound Georgia Avenue from University Boulevard and over from around the mall, coming southbound, jammed to get past the Beltway to Seminary Place. Had all lanes blocked, had the commuter bus that was across the lanes. Good work by crews able to get that out of there now. Traffic release, but that will take some time if you're trying to get, again, into Silver Spring south on George Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have partly cloudy skies, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible, high of 84. Tonight, more of the same with a low of 71. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, but it's going to cloud up as we go on during the day with a stray shower, a thunderstorm possible. A high tomorrow may break records, looking at a high of 93 degrees with the record being 91. Sunday, more of the same, mix of clouds and sun, but highs only in the mid-80s. Currently, in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 817 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Tyson's or Thursday in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
With the 17th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Jonathan Allen, defensive end, Alabama.
Well, that was last night as the NFL draft kicked off. There's so much to talk about in sports news locally. We've asked Cindy Boren, Washington Post sports reporter, to join us. Good morning to you, Cindy. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine.
Well, that was I think many people think, a pretty good grab for the Redskins, because it was expected that a lot of the great defensive players would not be on the table by the time the Redskins got their first pick at number 17. Many people think this was a pretty good pick.
You know, it was such an odd draft because everyone thought it was so heavily skewed toward defensive players. And, you know, in the first 10 picks, all the offensive players were taken. So by the time, you know, the Redskins were ready to pick at number 17, they're sitting there sort of looking at a smorgasbord of delight, you know, defensively. They were thrilled that Jonathan Allen was available to them at 17. There are some questions about his shoulder issues. And, of course, the NFL draft is always a crapshoot because it depends so much about the success of a player. Depends on the system, you know, the ability to adapt to mentally to the NFL, the coaching. You know, there are a lot of variables that will play into it. But, you know, this appears to be a really, really good pick. You'll remember last year, they went with a wide receiver, Josh Doctson, instead of addressing their many, many defensive issues. This year, They were smarter. They went defense. And, you know, they had a terrible defense, 28th, I think.
Yeah, 28th
in the league.
Right.
You know, so what's not to like at this point?
Yeah, and this guy could really be one of those players that can make a huge difference.
He should be, yeah. I mean, a defensive lineman, he should have a long career. I will point out there were some questions about his shoulder, which is why they were kind of stunned and giddy to see him available at 17. You will notice that Ozzie Newsome of the Ravens picked at 16, and he went with a different Alabama player, the cornerback, Marlon Humphrey. And, you know, nobody knows Alabama players really better than Ozzie Newsome. I mean, he really knows Bama. And, you know, that's a little bit of a question mark there. We'll see how it plays out, you know. Maybe Ozzie made a smart move. Maybe Ozzie made a horrible mistake there in not grabbing Jonathan Allen.
Now, that was the first round of the draft last night. A second, third, fourth coming up. Is Cousins safe, or is Brian going to have to retire his Cousins shirt?
No, tell me. Tell me I won't have to.
You know, burn it. No. You know, that was a fun little rumor that went around last night. Actually, it wasn't a rumor. It was a report by someone from the NFL Network who is well-sourced. That the Redskins were interested in trading Cousins to Cleveland. Cleveland has about, 8,000 draft picks over the next couple of years. And, they were ready to wheel and deal. It didn't come about, and it was pretty quickly shot down by people who are close to the Redskins and cover them every day.
All right.
But it was interesting there for a bit.
Now, let's talk about all the other exciting stuff going on in sports franchises around this town right now. We watched the Caps last night, round two, game one, and it seems that the Penguins continue to have our number.
Did you get a feeling of deja vu?
I did. I really did. I hope I'm wrong.
Again.
You know, the problem, the worry for me after watching last night's game, I was, toggling between all the different sports events, but the issue for me is they didn't really play that badly. They just got beaten.
Yeah.
And, that's always dangerous. You know, it's always so much better when you look at it and you say, oh, well, there are all these things we can do differently. You know, and I think the Wizards are a little bit in that position. We can adjust. We know what we did wrong. And, for the Caps, it's really tough when, as you say, someone's got your number. It's awful.
I would like to ask you about ESPN. We're seeing it was just a bloodbath on Wednesday at ESPN with the sports network there. What is your take on the downfall of ESPN? Was it politics? Was it these specialized channels that you see going from one sport to the next?
I think it is a combination of cord cutting. You know, they've hemorrhaged, I think, 10 million subscribers, mm-hmm. coupled with the astronomical rise in rights fees. They paid $1 billion for the NBA and the NFL, and if you don't have the subscribers, and that's where if you look at your cable bill or really break it down, you're paying a lot of money for ESPN whether you watch it or not. And if you're losing those people, losing your subscribers, you're in trouble. They're in the same position that newspapers were in, and some still are.
Very
a few years
yeah.
back, you contract and contract and contract, and it just doesn't work. You have to reinvent, and that's sort of what John Skipper, the president of the company, said. They have to move forward into digital. They have to think about other things, and it was really tough and difficult to see because they've cut before 300 jobs a couple years ago. But these were people know, people who have been in your house.
Yeah,
they're
part of your family. That's right. The Nats, very quickly, because our time is running down, the Nats just destroyed the Rockies last night, 16-5. It's early in the season, but they sure are looking good.
And who needs a bullpen? Right now, they don't really have much in terms of a closer. The bullpen is certainly the weak spot of the roster. But when you're scoring a trillion runs, 16 runs, of course they're in Colorado, but, right now it's not a problem.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Cindy Boren, Washington Post sports reporter, thank you so much for helping us out. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It is now 8:24.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're still struggling in Laurel. In case you haven't heard, we still have the closure of 197. Laurel Bowie Road shut down each direction between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Powder Mill Road. We had a pole, utility pole, and wires that have come down. Crews have been working on this all morning. And as a result, 197 just jammed each direction trying to get there. Powder Mill Road jammed. That's your alternate and over to the BW Parkway. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows both north and southbound toward 197. So be prepared for that. Looks like that'll be with us for a while. Also, I want to take you Edmonston Road northbound north of Sunnyside Avenue. Incident reported, Maryland. On Georgia Avenue, boy, this is going to be a long clearing out still. Jammed out of Wheaton to get down past the Beltway at Seminary Place where the crash is now gone. Accident reported on the Beltway near Connecticut Avenue. They didn't give a loop. I'm looking in the cameras, but I do see delays each direction there. And Virginia, much better. Southbound 95 and Triangle. Crash is cleared. Delays easing. Update sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting new clothes to help foster kids in your community look and feel their best. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm, or you can donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very warm weather once again today. Front pushing on off to the east of us with a few clouds this morning. Showers, thunder showers east now. 84 and partly cloudy this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are up to 72 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Steven Matz.
Swing and a miss.
Hard to believe he was a rookie last year. Trey Turner.
Many times it makes the grab.
Hard to believe he wasn't rookie of the year. The shutout kid versus the breakout star. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Right now at Fitzgerald Hyundai in Rockville, get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Accent, Elantra, Sonata, Ioniq, Tucson, Santa Fe, and Santa Fe Sport. Visit FitzwayHyundai.com today.
The Fitzway. There's just no better way to go.
In lieu of retail bonus cash, terms vary by model. Exclude Sonata Hybrid, Sonata Fev, Elantra GT, and Azera. Some exclusions apply. Get the Hyundai Assurance with America's best warranty, a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on approved credits through HMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Ends May 1st, 2017. See dealer for details.
Your business is growing. Growing, which means now you need to hire more people.
Ugh, the searching.
The emails.
Where do we start?
ZipRecruiter. Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, ZipRecruiter makes hiring simple. One click and your job is posted to over 100 job sites. Use ZipRecruiter's dashboard to easily screen and evaluate candidates and find the right hire fast. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. Now try ZipRecruiter free. Just click the banner now or go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
We'll be right back.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Arena, just one block off I-95 exit 160. 500 new and used boats. If it's boating, it's Prince William Arena. Visit PW Marina for more details.
Coming up on WMAL, Representative Phil Rowe. He is the chair for the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. We'll talk about that EO signed by President Trump. It is now 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says in a Reuters interview that he is worried about the escalating tension with North Korea.
We'd love to solve things diplomatically, but it's very difficult.
Mr. Trump says there is a chance we could end up in a, quote, major, major conflict with North Korea. In Pyongyang,
in case a war breaks out on the peninsula, North Korea says the U.S. will be held wholly accountable for it, no matter who made the preemptive attack.
Correspondent Will Ripley. The president has a full schedule as he's about to reach the 100-day mark.
The president travels today to Atlanta, Georgia, to deliver remarks to the National Rifle Association tomorrow, the 100th day of his administration. He travels to Pennsylvania for a campaign-style rally.
Correspondent Joe Johns. No indication this morning of any kind of sick out by Metro workers as had been rumored this week, but hundreds of angry union members did show up at a Metro board meeting yesterday.
Mr. Wiederfield, take a look around. These are your workers. They're tired of being disrespected.
I stand here today speaking on behalf of 9,200 active and 3,000 retired members of my union who are outraged.
Union members are angry at what they say are unilateral changes to the contract by Metro. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is touting a major accomplishment, saying he's restored voting rights to more felons who have completed their sentences than any other U.S. governor. And Pope Francis has arrived in Cairo for an historic two-day visit to Egypt intended to show a unified Christian-Muslim front. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,981, the Nasdaq at 6049. Sports: Sidney Crosby leads the Penguins to a Game 1 win over the Caps. The Redskins take Alabama defensive end Jonathan Allen in the NFL draft. The Nats explode for 11 runs in the 7th inning and crush the Rockies. The O's were idle, and it's Game 6 between the Wizards and Hawks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can doll it up, wash it down, yes, even throw lipstick on it. But a pig is still just a pig. Same for the health care bill in Congress. Last month, Americans said no to a plan economists agreed would cost you more. Now some in Washington are high on the hog to bring it back. And this time, it's worse. There's still an age tax, letting insurance companies charge anyone over 50 up to 5 times more than everyone else. But now, if you have a pre-existing condition, they can deny coverage for life-saving treatments. Even worse, it gives a huge tax break to millionaires while cutting over $800 billion from Medicaid, taking away coverage from millions of Americans. Tell Congressman Whitman to vote no on the health care bill, because a pig is still just a pig. And this bill will cost you a whole lot of bacon. Paid for by Save My Care.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $1,799. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now through April 30th in their garden center, buy three and get one free on perennials, three-gallon azaleas, and hanging baskets. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, traffic moves again, Germantown into Clarksburg. In fact, the delays have completely cleared. It had been shut down temporarily with police activity, but that has moved out. Southbound side, still a little bit of volume into Hyattstown, in Germantown and Rockville briefly through those stretches. Out of Wheaton, still trying to recover. We had an earlier crash on Georgia Avenue inside the Beltway at the big intersection with Seminary Road. It has cleared, but those delays on George Avenue just cannot ease just yet. They're still struggling. On the Beltway near Connecticut Avenue, crash was reported on the inner loop side, and I'm seeing those delays pushing slowly through Bethesda and into that sun glare as well, so that's part of the problem. Into White Oak, 29 slow, and continue the volume down to Four Corners. In Virginia, north on Interstate 95, a little bit of volume still with us, Stafford, Aquia, and again, as you head into Woodbridge, southbound, still trying to ease out the last of the delays into Triangle with the earlier crash gone. And in Charles County Sheriff's Department tweeting out that they have shut down 301, the Harry Nice Bridge, due to loose livestock running around the bridge. Now, I have five cameras there, and I'm looking. All traffic is stopped, but I don't know what kind of livestock it is, but they're trying to take care of the problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rolling on through today with a few clouds around, showers, thunder showers east, 84 degrees. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow. We'll start near 70, wrap it up at 93. That's a record. And then on Sunday, clouds and sunshine, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Leesburg, 67 in Greenbelt, 68 degrees. In Washington, traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
The president will go to the Department of Veterans Affairs, where he will sign an executive order that will take serious action to fix the broken VA system through the establishment of the new VA Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection, which will remove and discipline federal employees and managers who have violated the public's trust while protecting employees that speak out about wrongdoing.
And that was Sean Spicer yesterday speaking about the executive order that President Trump signed yesterday to protect whistleblowers at the VA. Joining us right now to discuss it is Representative Phil Rowe. He's the chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Dr. Rowe, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall and happy Friday.
Thanks very much, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
So we know that whistleblowers have come forward with the VA. We know there's been a lot of wrongdoing at the VA. As a physician, it's just got to break your heart to see, you know, veterans waiting for care, not getting the care and dying, and those people responsible for that not being punished in any way, shape, or form. Can we look forward to maybe some people being called into account for this?
Mary, we can. First off, let me say, I did some of my medical training in a VA hospital, so it is very disconcerting. I saw VA patients in practice for our local VA, which is less than a mile from my home. in Johnson City, Tennessee. And for the most part, most veteran employees do a great job. They're there trying to help veterans. I absolutely believe that. I just got back a week ago from West L.A. and Phoenix and went through those two VAs. And of course, the Phoenix is where this scandal surfaced 3 years ago. It is egregious. Mary, it's frustrating to see some of the behavior of some of these employees and then the length of time it takes to actually bring some of this to fruition. Let me give you an example or two. We've had someone who was involved in an armed robbery that took almost a year to fire. A nurse who was intoxicated in an operating room that took a long time to get resolved. And this is what we're trying to do, is shine light on this. I know what the president wants to do is expedite this so that this taints the good employees. A bad employee out there actually gives a bad reputation to very good employees. So we're working very hard, and there's actually another part to this. What the president did yesterday and Secretary Shulkin did was to set up an office in the VA to help expedite this. But we've also passed legislation out of the House, and it's now in the Senate, called the VA Accountability First Act of 2017. And it shortens the time that it takes for a disciplinary action to happen. That's what the secretary really needs, is some legislative teeth where he can go ahead and expedite these firings.
The question that I have again with this is that it puts the people who are at the top of the VA, it puts a lot of these managers in charge of pinpointing people who are redundant and also people who have done wrongdoing. And it's in their best interest to not point that out. So I kind of question how far you're going to get with this when the people who are part of the professional political class have a vested interest in this not going forward.
Yeah, that's got to change. And the second part of that, the whistleblower protections, if it hadn't been for whistleblowers in Phoenix, we might not know to this day what's going on. So we have to protect their identity and have to protect them from retaliation from their managers. And that's a tough thing to do because they work in those environments every day. But I appreciate very much, as chairman of the committee, I've been on the committee 8 years I've been in Congress, and appreciate very much him stepping forward, because we can't be everywhere. We rely on them to bring us these things, and as long as they know they're protected, the good men and women around this country will bring those acts forward to us so we can act on them. And I'll tell you what we do, Mary. Most people don't know this, but we've started on my committee of doing investigations unannounced in VAs. We'll send an investigative team out with 1 hour's notice, and we show up on the campus to investigate that when we hear things from these whistleblowers.
It would seem to me that the whistleblower protection part of this is really, really crucial, because I think in many VA installations around the country, you have people on the front line who really understand the problem and know how to fix it, but they're just afraid to say anything for fear that they're going to face retribution.
Brian, you're absolutely right, and without that protection, we won't get the critical information that we need. And what I've done is also bring some people from inside VAs outside of Washington, people that I personally know, to advise me here in Washington, D.C. It's extremely helpful to have someone who's... I've worked in that system, but it's been many, many years since I have, and you need someone who's current.
And okay, so how quickly can we turn this around? The president, by the way, tweeted out this morning that he thinks they're making tremendous progress. Would you agree?
I don't know that I would use the word tremendous. It's changing the VA is like watching a glacier move, let me tell you. It's a huge bureaucratic organization. It's going to take someone, it's going to take a secretary that can stay there more than 2 or 4 years. I believe that. And it's going to take a concerted effort from the House and the Senate and the President to do this. It's an enormous, it has 360,000 employees, over 150 something medical centers, 800 outpatients, treat 7 million patients a year, veterans a year. So it is a big organization. I've worked in healthcare my entire career. I've been a physician 46 years. And so I'm excited about the opportunity, Brian, but it is a big job.
Yeah, it truly is. And I know my husband's worked in the VA as well, and he had actually thought about going into that. And when once he saw how the VA operated, he was so disillusioned, he went into private medicine. One other thing is the president allowing them to choose, expanding choice for the veterans.
Mary, I think that's critical for making the VA better. Look, I had to compete. If you were my patient, I'd seen you for 25 years, I wasn't doing the job, you could vote with your feet.
Exactly.
And I think we have to do that for veterans.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us. This is so critical. And I think a lot of people are really glad to see some progress in this area. Keep up the good work. Representative Phil Roe, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Congressman.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mary.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Veritas Collegiate Academy is an international classical Christian school educating students from all over the world with a vision to graduate young men and women leaders who reason persuasively and articulate themselves precisely. Grade school students are trained in the art of communication with grammar, logic, and rhetoric. High school students receive a global vision and biblical perspective with an emphasis on math, science, and technology. They exercise analytical skills in composition, Latin, rhetoric, and thesis work presented at an international level. If you're interested in an education for your child like our founding fathers enjoyed, there are multiple campuses. A 32,000 square foot campus in Chesapeake, Virginia, an international campus in Beijing, China, and now a beautiful new facility in Fairfax, Virginia. Tour their new Fairfax campus at the Big Open House and free picnic lunch April 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 1-866-LOGIC-33 or visit veritasca.com.
I'm a wine lover, not quite a connoisseur. So thankfully, there's the Wine Outlet, a neighborhood wine shop that isn't intimidating.
We love how friendly and helpful they are.
Their wine selection and prices are amazing.
Craft beer, too.
And Fridays and Saturdays, they have tastings and creative pairings.
I really love shopping the Wine Outlet on those days.
The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service. Locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. And coming to a neighborhood near you. Visit wine-outlet.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, I know you love critter news.
Who let the livestock out?
I don't know what's happening on the 301 Harry Nice Bridge, but let me tell you, it is shut down in each direction. I know I shouldn't speculate, but we had a report of a broken down vehicle, and now Charles County Police have stopped all traffic on Harry Nice Bridge because of loose livestock. So they're trying to wrangle that together and take care of the problem. 66, we'll take eastbound. No livestock running around. We just had the volume Manassas to Centerville. Again, in Fair Oaks, we're in good shape through Falls Church. Just heavy volume over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, crossing the Legion Bridge. Heaviest coming out of Tyson's near the toll road. The delay we had to the Wilson Bridge just about cleared out. We're still jammed, though, topside College Park and in through to Silver Spring. Getting better heading into Silver Spring. The crash on Georgia Avenue inside the Beltway at Seminary Place, that's been cleared for a while, but it had given us such major delays, it's taking a while to ease it all out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to see mixed clouds and sunshine and an isolated shower, thunder shower east of us, 84 degrees. Tomorrow up to 93. That would break the record of 91 degrees. Then as we head on through the daytime hours on Sunday, clouds and sunshine 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Well, we've watched very closely what's going on in the Korea Peninsula right now, and especially with North Korea and sort of their bad activity. They continue to develop nuclear weapons. They continue to develop their missile system. And the great concern is they will get those two things together in a way that could threaten the United States. In fact, there was a testimony on Capitol Hill this week by an admiral in charge of Pacific Defenses who says that, indeed, Hawaii currently is under threat with the technology that already exists. And so the question is, you know, what are we going to do about it? The president of the United States is doing a lot of these interviews, 100-day interviews, and he sat down with Reuters last night, and this came up. And listen to what the president of the United States had to say about what it might happen with our growing tensions with North Korea.
There's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely. We'd love to solve things diplomatically, but it's very difficult.
And they are trying to solve things diplomatically. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, has been working very closely with the Chinese. And the Chinese have said, look, North Korea, if you continue your bad behavior, if you conduct another nuclear test, then we're going to put sanctions on you. And that would have a real economic impact on a country that, you know, where economic impacts would have a real, impact, I guess you would say is the word. They would really hurt the North Korean people. So, the question is, how much influence do the Chinese have? Some people have suggested that there may be only so much they can do. So we watch this very closely. We still have a lot of assets in the region. We have a nuclear sub in the region. We have the USS Carl Vinson carrier group is now in the region. We're in the process of putting up what they call THAAD missiles, which are interceptor systems in South Korea. Should this something get ugly, we would be able to intercept some of the missiles coming from North Korea. We're talking about moving resources from California to Hawaii to defend Hawaii. These are really weird times when it comes to North Korea, and the sense is that this is different than perhaps it has been in the past, where North Korea has acted badly, but ultimately you throw them a bone and they go away and they behave for a little while. I'm not sure that's where we are right now. And the president making it clear that, you know, we could absolutely face a major, major conflict.
My question with this whole thing is, why now? They've been so quiet. Why now?
I don't know why now.
Is it because Trump, President Trump has said, we've shown we'll do something? Is that what it is?
I think it may be that the Trump has said we're not going to put up with it, as the past administration did. The past administration, their whole strategy was ignore it. And so, now Trump has said we're not going to ignore it, and your behavior will not be rewarded.
So they want to be blown up? Is that what this is?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me. You would think now they would be quiet.
If you've tried to make sense of what the North Koreans are doing, it's impossible. It's hard to predict exactly what they're all about. So, look, we watch it very closely. And again, it should take very big note of what the president has said here. I think it's very interesting. It is now 8:51 on WMAO.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We've talked a lot about the Mediterranean diet for adults, but what about for kids? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. First things first, I really don't like the use of the word or even the idea of diets, especially with kids. So let me be clear, what I'm really talking about here is a way of eating. The Mediterranean diet consists of mostly fruits, veggies, whole grains, and fish. Recent studies have found it could be associated with a reduced risk of obesity, asthma, and allergies in children. It's hard enough to eat healthy yourself, so how do you get your child to do it, especially if all their friends are eating cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets? Well, experts recommend slowly introducing more fruits and vegetables alongside the foods that they're already familiar with. Most importantly, let them see you enjoy the foods you're trying to get them to eat. Chances are, they're going to want to be just like mom or dad, at least early on in their lives. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you love sports and are looking for a business opportunity to own a sports business franchise, Redline Athletics is the sports business you want to own. Redline Athletics' youth athletic training centers are focused on enhancing speed, power, and core strength, along with injury prevention of student athletes ages 8 to 18. Redline Athletics has the potential to offer a high rate of return on investment with their signature youth sports training centers. Prime franchise locations and regional developer opportunities are available right now. If you have a
passion for sports with a purpose to serve this underserved youth sports market, then you should own a Redline Athletics Youth Athletic Training Center franchise. For more information about owning a Redline Athletics franchise, call 800-997-0116. That's 800-997-0116. Or visit redlinefranchise.com. Redlinefranchise.com. Minimal required net worth and cash liquidity required. Call 800-997-0116. Here is a secret your life insurance company does not want you to know. Seniors have been selling their policies for over 15 years. If you're over 65, call the experts at Crosspoint Life Settlements at 800-450-1826 to see if you qualify. Never surrender or lapse your policy until you really know what it is worth by calling us at 800-450-1826. Crosspoint works with financial professionals, assuring their clients maximize the value of their policies. Call 800-450-1826 or go online to sellmypolicynow.com for valuable information. A Crosspoint representative is available to help you. Stop paying premiums and get your cash today. Crosspoint Life Settlements, a new look at life insurance. Check us out at sellmypolicynow.com, sellmypolicynow.com, or call 800-450-1826.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And be careful in Laurel. You will need extra time. If you normally use 197 Laurel Bowie Road, it remains closed each direction between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Powder Mill Road. They're doing repairs to a down utility pole. As a result, Powder Mill Road and the BW Parkway, extra volume through Laurel. Around the Beltway, we're still slow coming off of 95 out of Calverton onto each loop, inner loop in through College Park into past the IKEA into that sun glare, and the outer loop in through to Silver Spring. 270 northbound, good, no problems now as you approach Clarksburg. Earlier, police activity cleared. Southbound, we still have the volume though in Hyattstown, Germantown, Rockville. Into town, we're slow across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Heavy in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, but nothing reported along the way. Westbound freeway off the 11th Street Bridge, actually get a little break this morning, lighter than normal. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We'll continue to see mixed clouds and sunshine and an isolated shower, thunder shower east of us, 84 degrees. Tomorrow up to 93. That would break the record of 91 degrees. And then as we head on through the daytime hours on Sunday, clouds and sunshine, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs. But then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Get the brand you want and the service you rely on at the name you trust, Strohsnyder's Hardware. Since 1953, Strohsnyder's Hardware has been serving Maryland with names like Weber, Benjamin Moore, Miele, Yeti, and Big Green Egg. And during Ladies' Night on May 7th at their Bethesda store, experience 15% discounts on almost everything in the store. Strohsnyder's Hardware, Bethesda, Potomac, and Silver Spring, or Strohsnyder's.com. See website for Ladies' Night details. Some restrictions apply.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life.
Tedbridge for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Ticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $69.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
8:59 on WMAL. Hey, coming up on Monday, we all have a full analysis of, because Saturday is President Trump's official 100th day. I'm sure there'll be developments on North Korea as well.
This being the 99th, I'm sure a lot can happen between now and then.
It is President Trump. Do not underestimate.
Hey, Chris Plant is here. Good morning, Chris.
Right, do not underestimate. You've been warned. President Trump did an interview with the Reuters news agency, revealed a number of interesting things about the presidency and all that good stuff. Some stuff